mean, because the subject we are doing this morning will probably be reflected upon next week. Here's our friend Chris in Cheshire. Chris!
Yay, Danny, good to hear you.
Good to hear you, Chris. What have you got for us, my friend?
Well, you got me thinking when you said about standing on shoulders, and I remember back in the football season, 85-86,
yeah.
It was one of those terrible February days.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been January, but it was the third round of the Cup, mm-hmm. and I'm a Sheffield Wednesday supporter, and me and my brother were desperate for a game of football, but it was one of those days when all the matches were off. And we're scouring where we can find football somewhere because it was Saturday and we had to have our fix.
Yeah.
So we found that there was a match still going to be played by Frickley Colliery and Rotherham United in the third round of the Cup.
There were still tickets available for that? Yeah.
So we jumped in the car to drive from Sheffield and drove up to Frickley. Yeah. And we got there. And you're going to play some sad music, but when we got there, it was all tickets.
Oh, okay. So
and we haven't got a ticket.
That's so the Frickley Colliery had the side to make their game all ticket.
Yeah, but it was all ticket. Well, it was probably one of their biggest games ever. They now call Frickley Athletic, by the way, for all those listeners that are interested in such things. But anyway, so we're now, it's 2:30, and the nearest football to Frickley is in another hemisphere, so what we're going to do? So we started wandering around the ground, thinking perhaps we could climb in. And the walls were about 8 to 9 feet tall. So at this point, this is where I arrive at what your prompt. I said, Jim, stand there and I'll stand on your shoulders and I'll see if I can scramble up. So I stood on his shoulders, and as I'm stood there thinking, this is not working, and by the way, we're both too heavy, this hand appeared from above. And it was a collier, a miner, who reached down, and I said, what are you going to do? He says, give us your hand. What are you going to do? Give us your hand. And he got hold of my wrist and my hand, and he lifted me vertically up
isn't
into the ground.
Beautiful. So, this is the camaraderie between football supporters. The idea that he would say, I understand how you feel, all ticket, my eye. And he lifted you into the ground, thus leaving your friend stranded.
No, and then he reached down, and he's another 15-stoner at least.
And he did?
And he picked him up vertically with one hand as well.
Chris, how dare this club call itself Athletic instead of Colliery? There's a brave pass they seem to have turned their back on. And
well,
with incident like that...
I think he's more connected to what they do in the village now in Frickley, and it's not Colliery anymore.
Doesn't matter. Let future generations know this proud name is not up, for tenure. It should be still Frickley Colliery. And the spot where you were lifted into the ground bodily by a miner, I think, should be hallowed... Well, hallowed concrete.
A blue plaque, at least.
But thank you very much. Our friend Chris there with the on the query, why would you ever stand on someone else's shoulders?
As an adult.
Well, I think youngsters might think, well, you can't. How can you stand on someone's shoulders and look into a football ground? But that's how low the walls used to be, I believe. I don't think you can still do that.
I stood on my dad's shoulders to see the open-top bus when Newcastle got promoted into the Premier League, with Kevin Keegan, and the bus went through town and it was just packed. Well,
now, I've got to ask you here. You sat on his shoulders or you stood?
Well, I was kind of like, on my...